KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at high school sports first. In high school volleyball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Harlan defeated Denison 3 in a row. It was ADM taking 3 straight games over Creston in the Western Iowa Conference. It was Audubon falling to Arweva in 2 straights. ACGC beat Arweva 2-0. Also, ACGC over Audubon in 2 straight. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Woodbine a 3-1 winner over Whiting. Also from the Corner Conference, it was Essex over East Mills 2-0. Essex 2-0 over Underwood. Fremont Mills beat Boyer Valley 2-1. Fremont Mills over Griswold 2-0. And Griswold downed East Mills in 2 straight. Also, Diagonal took 3 out of 4 from South Page. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox, a 2-game sweep over Interstate 35. Winterset took 2 straight from Lennox, and Winterset also 2 in a row over I-35. Also, Southwest Valley beat Central Decatur 3-1, and East Union over Pleasantville in 3 straight last night. High school cross country last evening, the Logan Magnolia Cross Country Invitational on the girls' side saw Carly Larson of Underwood capture the title. She ran 18 minutes, 24.97 seconds to win first place. Reagan Anderson of Denison was second. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia third. Ellie Mendlick of Denison placing fourth. And Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning was fifth. Also in the top 10, Heidi Hall of AHSTW, Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia, Morgan Gossler of Denison, Gracie Springman of St. Albert, and Vanessa Gunderson of Denison round out the top 10. Griswold's Charlie Adams placing 11th in last night's girls' race. Those are some of the top finishers. Also, Anna Young of Griswold placing 20th overall. Julia Cook of AHSTW was 24th individually. In the team competition last night, the championship went to Denison. They had 35 points. Logan Magnolia, 97 for second place. Underwood at 120 points for third. Maple Valley, 120 points. They were fourth. Tri-Center, fifth at a 136 total. Also, the rest of the field was AHSTW, Griswold, Missouri Valley, St. Albert, Boyer Valley, West Monona, and West Harrison make up the 12 teams. On the boys' side of the Logan Magnolia invite, it was Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley winning the championship. 16:35.07 was his time. Boyer Valley's Justin Ambrose was second. Dylan Blake of Maple Valley was third. Joe Weber of Boyer Valley fourth. And Dalton Fisher of AHSTW placing fifth. The rest of the top 10 includes Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley, Corey Miller of Denison, Brett McGee of Tri-Center, Caleb Schmelka of Tri-Center, and Leo Garrigan of St. Albert round out the top 10 individuals. Also, Tri-Center's Braxton Larson was 12th. His teammate, Carter Dolan, finishing 13th. Tri-Center also had a 15th place finish from Nathan Holtorf, and John Frank was 16th for Tri-Center. IKM Manning's Dylan Hansen and Quentin Dreyer were 17th and 18th, while Cade Jensen of Audubon placed 19th overall in that meet last night. As the team standings go, the championship team was Tri-Center. They had 52 points. St. Albert with 90 points was second. Missouri Valley third with 104. Denison 119 for fourth place. Underwood was fifth at 129. Rest of the teams include Boyer Valley, IKM Manning, AHSTW, Griswold, West Monona, Logan Magnolia, and Whiting, rounding out the teams on the boys' side last night at that Logan Magnolia Cross Country Invitational. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says no one moment decided the race at quarterback. Sophomore Nathan Stanley was named the Hawkeyes starter for Saturday's game against Wyoming after he edged out junior Tyler Wiegers.
I think as the timing of the decision would indicate, it's been close all along. We've said that we've been pretty consistent in our remarks. And both Tyler and Nate have really competed well. They're both first-class guys. And again, we've said it a week ago. We had confidence in both. We still do. They're both really good players. And, it was a close call. Felt like we needed to make a decision and start moving forward with the football team.
Ferentz says they wanted to have a starter named by the beginning of game week. Now, after turning North Dakota State into an FCS national champion, Craig Bohl has turned the Wyoming program around in a hurry. The Cowboys are coming off an 8-6 season a year ago.
They've developed into a strong program in short time. Coach Bohl's done a great job. He and his staff went there a couple years ago. They were 2-10 two seasons ago, and converted that into a season last year where they won their division 3 points short in the championship game and came up 3 points in their bowl game. But they've got an excellent football team and have been really impressive in their play.
Farron says Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen is one of the top players in the country.
They're much more than that. They've got a really well-balanced football team. Again, they're well-coached. They threaten you in a lot of different ways. A lot of guys back on the defensive side. They're an aggressive group there. So all that being said, you know, we've got a big challenge on our hands right now.
With experience in the offensive line and running back, the Hawkeyes will lean on the ground game while Stanley and some young receivers gain experience.
So we need that. We need to play well. Doesn't mean we're going to run for six and a carry, that type of thing. That's probably not realistic. But we need to, at least keep doing some things that are effective for us so we can run and pass in a complementary way. And Nate's going to have to throw the ball. We're going to have to catch it. We're going to have to get open, all those kinds of things. And there's no reason we shouldn't, but we're going to have to execute. It's not going to come easy, that's for sure.
With Iowa's style of play, field position is always important, and Ferentz is counting on some veterans to help. Senior receiver Matt Vandenberg will return punts, and senior running back Akram Wadley will return kickoffs. Now, Iowa will be facing one of the nation's top quarterbacks when they host Wyoming in the season opener Saturday. Junior Josh Allen led the Cowboys to an 8-6 record a year ago after a loss to BYU in the Poinsettia Bowl.
I mean, ever since that bowl game ended and I decided to come back, September 2nd is all I've been able to look forward to. So I'm very excited to get out back on the field with my teammates. I'm very excited to get on the field and show what this team can do.
Allen has been watching the Iowa defense on film.
They got a really good linebacking core. You know, they're solid up front. They're going to be missing their best defensive back. So, you know, being able to take advantage of stuff in the passing game is what we're trying to do. And, you know, taking the easy throws and taking what they give us is kind of what we're planning on doing.
Allen says the Cowboys need to limit their mistakes against the Iowa defense.
They're going to play their quarter shell and play two safeties most of the time, and they'll roll down and insert here and there. But, they don't try to disguise anything. They're going to show you what they're going to do, and, you know, they're going to hope on them executing better than we do.
Allen says the Cowboys also need to try to keep the crowd out of the game at Kinnick Stadium. We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. 11 o'clock is kickoff. 9 o'clock will be the pregame start time. A former Iowa State University and NFL player has been arrested, accused of shoplifting ammunition and other items from an Ankeny store. Des Moines television station KCCI reports that 26-year-old Jake Knott was arrested Saturday at the Sportsman's Warehouse. Police say Knott was stopped outside the store, and nearly $800 in ammunition and gun accessories that he had not purchased were found concealed on Knott. Knott's been charged with third-degree theft. He was released from the Polk County Jail after posting bond. Knott was a linebacker at ISU before signing with the Philadelphia Eagles in 2013. He was released by the Eagles in 2014 and was briefly with the Miami Dolphins before being cut in 2015. Former Alabama standout Reggie Ragland reported to the Chiefs, but was not on the practice field yesterday, a day after the Buffalo Bills shipped the linebacker to Kansas City for a fourth-round draft pick. Ragland was injured all of last season and had fallen out of favor in Buffalo, which is in the midst of switching from a 3-4 to a 4-3 defense. The Chiefs play a 3-4, similar to what the Bills ran with Rex Ryan when they chose Ragland in the second round of the 2016 draft. Chiefs coach Andy Reid would not say when he expects Ragland to make it on the field. The Chiefs play their preseason finale Thursday night against Tennessee. Reid did say that kicker Cairo Santos, who has missed most of training camp with a groin injury, could try field goals against the Titans, but backup Sam Ficken would continue to handle the kickoffs. Also in NFL news, Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford agreed to a 5-year extension worth $135 million. That deal runs through the 2022 season and surpasses the richest deal in the NFL months after the Raiders gave quarterback Derek Carr a 5-year $125 million package. Stafford was drafted first overall in 2009 and has led the Lions to 3 playoff appearances over the last 6 seasons. In baseball yesterday, the Brewers lost ground in the division race as Luke Voit collected 4 RBIs and Matt Carpenter socked a 2-run homer in the Cardinals' 10-2 romp at Miller Park. Colton Wong scored from second on Voit's 2-run groundout in the third inning. Luke Weaver fanned 10 and gave up 8 hits, but just 2 runs over 5 2/3 innings as St. Louis remains 5 games back in the National League Central. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Miami 8-3, Cincinnati over the Mets 14-4. Chicago beat Pittsburgh 4-1, Arizona 7-6 over L.A. It was San Diego beating San Francisco 6-3, Atlanta at Philly was rained out. Well, not only did the Royals avoid a record for the most consecutive innings without scoring a run, they also managed to end a 5-game losing skid as they post a 6-2 victory against Tampa Bay. Whit Merrifield homered with 2 outs in the third inning to end Kansas City's scoreless string at 45 innings, 3 off of the major league mark. Eric Hosmer added a three-run shot, and Jorge Bonifacio added a solo blast in support of Jake Junis, who held the Rays to a run and three hits over five and two-thirds innings. Elsewhere in the AL, Baltimore beat Seattle 4-0, Boston over Toronto 3-0, Texas 12-2 over Houston, Minnesota beat the White Sox 6-4, the Angels over Oakland 8-2, Cleveland at New York was rained out. In interleague play, Colorado beat Detroit 7-3 in the Pacific Coast League, Memphis over Iowa 3-2, Omaha 9-3 over Nashville. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.